It's about 30 seconds after 7 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And 7 o'clock on a Monday evening means it's time for the Opera Box. And good evening and welcome in the Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadell, and I've got a fun playlist of music that's in our cultural subconscious, found in movies, cartoons, popular songs, and commercials, all of which come from opera, such as the Anvil Chorus from Verdi's Il Trovatore. And I've got music of Wagner, Franz von Suppe, Puccini, and others. You're going to say, so that's where that comes from, when you join me for tonight's operatic fun. The Anvil Chorus from Act One of Verdi's Tragedy of a Love Triangle Between Brothers. And in the dawn, busy gypsy blacksmiths sing the praises of hard work, wine, and women from Il Trovatore. And we heard Zubin Mehta conduct the new Philharmonia Orchestra with the Ambrosian Chorus. And we're coming up 4 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box at KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadell, with operatic moments found in movies, cartoons, commercials, and song. Now, Richard Wagner, a contemporary of Verdi's, wrote many great melodies that found their way into popular culture. Take the Wedding March from Act Two of Lohengrin, when the young Elsa marries her protector, the unknown knight, Lohengrin. Most people use it at the beginning of a wedding, but in the opera, it occurs after they're married, and the men and the women greet them as husband and wife. The Wedding March and Chorus from Wagner's Lohengrin. Here comes the bride. We heard Georg Schulte conducting the Vienna Philharmonic and the Vienna Sangverein. Now we're just 10 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel, and I've got a program, kind of a fun playlist of operatic music that's found its way into our popular culture. When we come back, Apocalypse Now.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener members, and by WOW Children's Museum. More information can be found at wowchildrensmuseum.org.
Well, almost as famous as the Wedding March is Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries from his opera, The Valkyrie. Most people know the orchestral version, and it was famously used recently in Francis Ford Coppola's Vietnam War film, Apocalypse Now. It occurs as a squadron of helicopters attacks a coastal Vietnam village. The commander, played by Robert Duvall, orders them to play the music over loudspeakers as loud as possible to scare the hell out of the villagers.
Six Eagle Thrust. Put on Cy War Op. Make it loud. And the Romeo Foxtrot, shall we dance?
We'll be right back.
Well, it's a great use of Wagner's music because it parallels the awesome action within the opera. It's a powerful scene. In Act 3 of The Valkyrie, 8 Valkyrie warriors are flying through a stormy sky on winged horses. They're fearsome warrior goddesses who fly over Earth's battlefields. The Valkyries gather the bodies of the dead heroes and fly them to heaven.
Thank you.
eight Valkyrie sisters greeting each other on a rocky height on a stormy evening. The Ride of the Valkyries from Act 3 of Richard Wagner's The Valkyrie. We heard again Georg Schulte conducting the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra and eight soloists, eight Valkyrie sisters. Well, it's 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, and if you don't know, you're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel, and I've got a fun playlist of music from operas that's found its way into popular cultures. Another recent example comes from the award-winning British Airways Faces commercial. It features a multicultural crowd joining on a hill to make a mouth, eyes, nose, and a face. Well, that music, with a slightly different arrangement, is from the duet of Act 1 of the opera Lakmé by Leo Delib, 1883 opera. In Act 1, the Hindu priestess Lakmé and her servant Malilka are gathering flowers. Inspired by the beauty and fragrance of the roses and jasmine, they sing together.
Oh,
The Flower Duet from Act One of Lakme, music of Léo Delibes. We heard Nathalie Desai as Lakme, Delphine Hayden as Melilka, and Michel Plasson conducted the orchestra of the capital of Toulouse. Well, you want to be sure to stick around after the Opera Box for a Classic Monday. I'll continue to be your host, and I've got a program that pays tribute to the late Lynn Harrell, the great American cellist who passed away just a few weeks ago. And that'll be tonight at 8 o'clock right here on KGNU. Well, this next operatic segment comes from the 1953 musical Kismet, which is based on the Arabian Nights. A young Arabian prince traveling incognito sees Marcina, the daughter of the Hajj. When she pauses to admire a garden, he pretends to be a gardener, introducing himself with this famous song.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise, all lost in a wonderland, a stranger in paradise. I stand starry-eyed, that's a danger in paradise, for mortals who stand beside an angel like you.
Well, of course, it's Love at First Sight. That was Richard Kiley from the original cast soundtrack. That melody was adapted by Robert Wright and George Forrest from Borodin's opera, Prince Igor. The plot from Prince Igor comes from 12th century Russian history when the Polovtsian clan leaders, or Khans, waged war on Russia. Standing between Polovtsian hordes in the south was the Principality of Siberia. Today, that is a region located in the Ukraine. At the time of the story, Prince Igor of Siberia led his army on behalf of the Russians against the Polovtsians. Well, his army was soundly defeated by the Khan Kanchak, and Igor was taken prisoner. Kanchak admires Prince Igor and feels that together they could conquer all of Russia. Well, in Act 3 of Prince Igor, Kanchak offered Igor freedom if he promised not to attack, but Igor couldn't make such a promise. In this scene, he walks among the field of flowers as Polovtsian slaves celebrate with dancing and the Polovtsian people sing their praises of Kanchak.
Thank you.
The slaves of Palafzia dance amid the flowers of spring, while Palafzian soldiers sing the praises of their leader, Khan Kanchak, from Prince Igor by Alexander Borodin. And in that performance, we heard John Andrea Noseda conducting the New York Metropolitan Opera Orchestra and Chorus. 25 minutes before 8 o'clock, and you're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadell, and I've got a fun playlist of music and popular culture. Who does not know this popular show tune?
Floating, falling, sweet intoxication. Touch me, trust me, savor each sensation. Let the dream begin, let your darker side give in to the power.
That's Michael Crawford in The Music of the Night, which is also heard in Act One of Puccini's The Girl of the Golden West, when Mr. Johnson meets Minnie, the owner of the Polka Saloon. Quello che tacete. It's love at first sight for Mr. Johnson and Minnie when he introduces himself to the shy girl of the Golden West from Puccini's opera. We heard Placido Domingo in that role as Mr. Johnson with Zubin Mehta conducting the Royal Opera Orchestra. Now here's another Puccini melody. Love is a many splendored thing made popular by the Four Aces, originally from the 1955 film of the same title, which was an interracial love story set in Hong Kong. But that melody is based on Puccini's doomed interracial love story, Madame Butterfly, with the young Cho-Cho-san, who's been waiting for her American husband to return to Japan. After 3 years, she still believes one fine day he'll suddenly appear. Un bel di, one fine day, and the melody that inspired Love is a Many Splendored Thing, but that's from Puccini's Madame Butterfly. And we heard Mirella Freni as Cho-Cho-San with Herbert von Karajan conducting the Vienna Philharmonic. All right, how about this upbeat song?
The shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life.
Well, that's a jazzy version of the ballad of Mecki Messer from the Threepenny Opera, the expressionistic German opera of Kurt Weill. Mack Heath is a lethal criminal known for using the knife, and Kurt Weill's opera from 1928 was an update of the Beggar's Opera of 1728 about life on the mean streets of Soho. In Vile's version, sung by a street singer, it's tawdry and decadent. He describes in detail Mack Heath's immoral use of women and his many murders.
Jahrmarkt in Soho. Die Moritat von Mackie Messer.
Und der Haifisch, hat Zähne, und die trägt im Gesicht. Und Mackie's, hat ein Messer, doch das Messer sieht man nicht an dem schönen blauen Sonntag. Liegt ein toter Mann am Strand und ein Mensch steht um die Ecke, den man Mackie Messer nennt. Und Schmuel Meier bleibt verschwunden und so mancher reiche Mann. Und ein Kind hat Mackie Messer, den man nichts beweisen kann. Jenny Taler hat gefunden, ein Messer in der Brust und am Kreis mit dem Messer, der von allem nichts gewusst, und das große Feuer in Soho, sieben Kinder und ein Kreis in der Mende, Mackie Messer, den man nicht fragt und der nicht weiß. Und die Mende, der Gewitzte, der Name, jeder weiß.
The street singer has to be careful when talking about Mackie Messer. He could be right around the corner, and he leaves no witnesses. The ballad of Mackie Messer, Mack the Knife, from Kurt Weill's Three Penny Opera. We heard Rolf Boysen as the street singer, and John Mousery conducted the Berlin Radio Orchestra. Now, who hasn't heard this? Yes, Rule Britannia. Few people know that. That is from the 18th century opera Alfred by Thomas Arne. It's about Alfred the Great, the 9th century ruler of England who defeated the Vikings. It's a patriotic number from the end of the opera, declaring that now Britain rules the waves.
Fast at hands, come on. of the azure vein. A rose from out the azure vein. This was the charter of the land, and guardian angels sung this strain.
A severe thunderstorm warning for Central Weld County in northeastern Colorado until 8:30 p.m. At 7:39 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located 6 miles northeast of Barnesville or 20 miles northeast of Greeley, moving northeast at 35 miles an hour. Hazard, 60 miles an hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expects damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Locations impacted include Briggsdale and Kyoto. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building.
Britannia, Britannia rules the waves, from Thomas Arne's opera, Alfred. And in that recording, we heard Nicholas Kramer conducting the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment and soloists. Well, it's just about 5.5 minutes now before 8 o'clock, and you're listening to The Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadell, with a program of operatic music that has found its way into popular culture. Now here's an old favorite song that you probably know from cartoons with galloping horses.
Thank you.
Well, that famous melody is actually from the conclusion of the opera called Light Cavalry by the Austrian composer Franz von Suppé. The farcical operetta takes place in a small town in Germany. The mayor has been siphoning funds to pay for his mistress' ballet company, which is mockingly referred to as the Light Cavalry. He's also gotten too friendly with some Hungarian nationalists, so a local general assembled a real cavalry to drive out the Hungarians. There's much romantic intrigue, but by the end, love conquers all. And at the very end, in the last scene, the wedding of the two lovers is announced, and the cavalry, no longer needed, can ride away.
Rekognosziert zu halten, es wir Husaren. Die Schlauheit stets zum Ziele führt, das hat man oft erfahren. Die Leicht, die Kavallerie versagt, hat sie noch nie.
Ja, uns von der leichten Kavallerie, uns kommt kein Mensch widerstehen. Was wir wollen, das muss geschehen, nach unserem Kopf muss alles gehen.
Ja, uns von der leichten Kavallerie, uns kann kein Mensch widerstehen. Was wir wollen, das muss geschehen, nach unserem Kopf muss es gehen.
Leben, 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 Le
Well, the happy conclusion to The Light Cavalry, the opera of Franz von Suppe. We heard Carl Turkle conducting the Vienna Fit Radio Symphony and Chorus. Well, this is your host, Ron Nadell. I hope you enjoyed our fun playlist of operatic music that has found its way into popular culture. Stay tuned now for a Classic Monday. It's a minute after 8 o'clock, and you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Support comes from Boulder County 2020 Census Campaign. The delivery of census packets has been delayed until mid-June due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Residents in the Peak to Peak Mountain communities, including Lyons, Nederland, Jamestown, Ward, Allens Park, Gold Hill, and Pine Brooks Hills, can participate in the 2020 census now before the packet arrives. The census supports needed services in your community, including road maintenance, support for food banks, and more. You can participate in the 2020 census online at my2020census.gov or by phone at 1-844-330-2020. In Boulder County, everyone counts.
Well, good evening and welcome to KGNU's A Classic Monday. I'm still your host, Ron Nadell, and tonight my playlist pays homage to the life and career of the great American cellist Lynn Harrell, who passed away a few weeks ago at 76. Throughout his career, he was known for a penetrating richness of sound, as you can hear in this Bach cello suite. And I'll have music by C.P.E. Bach, Dvorak, Rachmaninoff, Brahms, Prokofiev. Join me now for a Classic Monday tribute to Lynn Harrell. The prelude from the cello suite number 1 of Johann Sebastian Bach, and we heard Lynn Harrell in that performance. We're looking at 4 minutes after 8 o'clock, and this is a Classic Monday at KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadell. Tonight my playlist pays tribute to the great American cellist Lynn Harrell, who passed away just 3 weeks ago at the age of 76. Harrell was born in Manhattan in 1944 to a musical family. His father, Mack Harrell, was a famous baritone who performed with the Met and gave leader recitals and made recordings. His mother, Marjorie Fulton, was a violinist who trained at Juilliard and the Curtis Institute and was a noted teacher. Harrell said that